Hi, hello, how are you? This is Brad with I've Always Said That, and you are listening to the final review, recap, analyzation of RuPaul's Drag Race Season 17, Episode 16, the grand finale. That's right, we are already at the end of this season, even though it has been on for 16 episodes. What's that? 4 months? That's a third of the year. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. That is a third of the year. Crazy, yet it has gone so quick. At the same time, I can't believe it. I'm always excited for the finale, but I will say I'm usually let down. Not because of the winner or anything, but it's just like, there's not a lot going on in a finale. Like, I love the looks. I love, like, the lip sync, if there is one, the performances, but all the other fluff, I'm a bit just like, you know? Anyway, but I'm remaining positive and I'm excited to get into the episode. So let's get straight into it. We are at the grand finale, and the first thing I notice is that we're just on the main stage. Just the regular main stage that we've seen with every other episode. Not even like a different stage like they had last year. Go back to the theatres. Why are we not in theatres? These girls deserve to be in front of a massive crowd in a theatre. It adds to it. It just doesn't make it feel special. It just feels like another episode and doesn't feel as grand, you know? Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think we've crowned a winner on a regular season, on the main stage, since Raja in season 3. Like, that's how long it's been. We've either had theatre stages, the stage last year, whatever you want to call that, or in the case of season 12, over teams. So, you know, the main stage, I'm feeling a bit like, okay. Going into it, my winner pick is Anya. Always Team Anya. You know, I was a Lexi stan for the first half of the season. I still am a Lexi stan, always love her. But my winner pick going into this is definitely Anya Nerve. I also don't like going back to the format, sorry, the fact that there's no reunion. We haven't had a reunion since season 15. I think they're so much fun. Even if it is just a lot of filler content, just seeing the girls reconnect and rehash all their shit after being away from each other, having that time in between filming the season and then filming the reunion, it usually lets things give time to brew. Wow, I can't speak, but you know what I mean. Things brew, people get have emotions, people get hurt, and they just scream and yell at each other, and it's great TV. So I don't understand why we're not doing a reunion. I guess they're putting the lip sync Lollapalooza in place of the reunion, but I would want a reunion as well as the lip sync Lollapalooza because I'm greedy. Straight into the queen's looks. So all the eliminated queens do a walk of the stage in the finale. Wow, putting words out of order today. Grand finale eleganza. First up, first eliminee, pork chop of the season, Lucky Stars. And she's giving us Intergalactic Galaxy. She looks great. It's very Lucky Stars with the big, massive paper headpiece and also like a hoops. Not a hoop skirt, but it's like a tutu, almost, but like flat, 2D. Of a galaxy, painted. It looks fantastic. Very artsy, very lucky. Wish we got to see more of her runway package, but once again, happy to see her back. We have Joella, the Ella. Don't forget the Ella of the Slasian dynasty. She is giving a nod to her quilted look, and she pulls out a little face thing to stick a face thing to like reference the quilted thing. Don't love it. The face thing is giving me her mask for mask look where she's just holding a paper plate in front of her face. And this time the paper plate just has a hole in it. So not my favorite look, but you know, I get wanting to give the reference. It is probably your most memorable moment of the season. We have Hormona Lisa, and I dislike this look. It's another gown. I don't know what this material is, but I don't love it. Her face is beautiful. Her face is always gorgeous. She's got such a beautiful mug. But the look itself, I'm just a little let down by. The colours are a bit muted. It's the trans pride colours, which is beautiful. Obviously repping that. But the dress itself, even the construction a little bit, I don't know. I'm just not loving it. Then we have Miss Crystal Envy, and she looks gorgeous. It's a little simple, a bit plain, but it is gorgeous. White corset, black gloves, and then like a, kind of like a black flowy detachable skirt around it with a little black feather headpiece. Beautiful, kind of like old Hollywood, sexy sort of vibe. Simple, paired back. Okay, sure. Acacia forgot, and I am never going to forget this look. This is incredible. This is the best she's ever looked. This is what I expected everyone to bring to the grand finale. It is this beautiful, overstated gown with this, like, soft, like, buttercream yellow with this pale blue flowers all over it. Her hair is massive and sculpted. She looks great. I really love this from Acacia. I think I've been, like, rooting for Acacia this whole time. I think she's totally underestimated, and I think she's fabulous. Like, this is so iconic. I'm so happy to see it. Corey King comes out in this, like, fuchsia. Fuchsia? I hardly know her. Fuchsia, like, pink moment gown. Kind of like, what's that art deco sort of patterns around the base of the mermaid skirt? And she's got, like, a back piece and everything. She looks beautiful. Her mug is amazing. I think she looks, this is one of the better looks I've seen from Corey. Really happy to see that. I am kind of sad that she's just posted her latest round of cameos and she's the Easter Bunny. Kind of wish she came as the Easter Bunny, not going to lie. But you know what? I'll take what I can get. Then we have Arietti, and she's given a big middle finger to Michelle in this look. She is wearing a prosthetic cat face. Cat face? Wow, cat face. And she looks amazing in this red number, this beautiful, like, almost over-exaggerated hood encapsulating her head with these massive cat ears. They're kind of almost elven, which is very on-brand for her, with all this bedazzlement and jewellery all over her head. She looks amazing. I wouldn't doubt that she made this as well. Like, incredible. Expect nothing less. And Arietti is a character that I would want to see a reunion from. I feel like that would just be so amazing. Yes, I know she had that, like, makeup with Anya, but there's still a lot to digest and go over, like her relationship with Jules and such. But anyway, then we have Lydia Butthole Collins. Glad to see her back. Beautiful white sort of gown. It is really lovely. I do really enjoy this look. There's not a lot to describe. I don't have the words to describe it. It is beautifully embellished. Got this big black boa. They're kind of like, the skirt kind of like comes up to the side of her face. Beautiful kind of sculpted wavy grey hair. It is beautiful. A bit more understated as well, but very Lydia. Lana Jarrett is up next, and she's giving the epitome of bedtime dreams. You know, very soft lilac clouds with, like, hues of pink. She's got a face mask on a, like, a as a stick on a wand. She's embellished and everywhere. She looks really stunning. I mean, she always has, so this doesn't surprise me at all. Susie Toot comes out as the epitome of camp. She is a poison ivy Venus flytrap plant. Her arms are actually in, like, the vines of the plant, like the stems, and then she got fake hands in front of her. So it looks like she's holding her hands together, but her arms are actually in the vines and the vines are moving. So I'm like, that's cool. Like, we've seen it done before, yes, but it is really cool. And I love to see this from Susie. I think this is very, very on brand for her. Now we are into our top four. First up, we have Jules Sparkles in the biggest ball gown I have ever seen. It is so large. There would be so much tulle in here. It is crazy. She looks like the most beautiful princess ever. I love this. And just so cute with a little bow in her hair. And let's just let the dress do the talking for itself, because she looks phenomenal. Phenomenal. We have Lexi Love, and she's giving us Victoria's Secret. Victoria's Secret Mother Nature icon. Again, we have seen a lot of things like this, but she looks absolutely stunning. No one can deny that. She looks fierce. She looks confident. She looks so proud. And I love her for it. Anya Nerve. I did not expect this from Anya. Like, it is so sculptural and beautiful. It's kind of like brownie golden tones. And this massive, beautiful headpiece and shoulder piece with this honeycomb detailing in it. Her makeup is gorgeous. It's just absolutely stunning. And final four, top four, grand finale worthy. Absolutely. Sam Star rounds it out at the end. And she's giving us country, as you would expect. It's just not... Ooh, sorry if you can hear that rain. It is absolutely pounding down at the moment. Sam's look is just not giving me what I need it to give me. She got a big exaggerated cowboy hat. The dress is gorgeous. I do really like the dress. It's like a white dress that flares out at the kind of like knee, just above the knees. And it's got golden styles all over it. She's got her white gloves with gold tassels coming down. She looks gorgeous. I just want more. I just want more. That's all I'm asking for. So my fave looks would be Anya and Acacia. Like, absolutely. I think they just really blew me away. And I think they really hit. Once again, it's about hitting the brief for me. It's Finale Eleganza, and they both just knocked it out of the park. My least favorite, either Hormona or Joella. I just wanted more from them. I know they're capable of so much more. I understand the gag of Joella relying on the mattress thing. But I don't know. I just wanted to see like a final form from her. Something so beautiful and grand, you know? Oh, well. RuPaul is introduced and does her signature terrible performance. And it's in moments like these that I remember, she's a lot older. What is she, in her 60s, 70s? Yes. Not 70s, surely. 60s. But you can tell when she's moving around, she's like, she's not as young as she looks. That lighting does a really good job. But props to her. Props to her for getting out there and like promoting her music. She's going to do it. She's going to make a coin off it. And you got to give her credit where it's due. The judges for the grand finale, well, I mean, they're not really judging anything. They're kind of just sitting there, let's be honest, is Michelle. Jamal Sims, which I thought was a bit random. I don't think he's been there all season, but we love Jamal. And Carson Kressley. Why is Carson there? Why no T.S. Madison? Why no Law Roach? Get them in there instead. Like, I feel like especially T.S., she was there for such a big part of the season. Put her in there. I don't want Carson's opinion. Like, so the top four will be performing original songs, and the twist, for the first time in grand finale history, they will be singing their own vocals. And I'm like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, yeah, usually it's just someone else and they're just lip-syncing to it, but they're going to edit the crap out of it. It's not like they're singing live, you know. But, you know, they got to give us something. Anyway, first up is Jules, and I thought this performance was so fun. You could tell that she was having fun doing it. It was very ditzy, like making mistakes, like on purpose. Very physical comedy. That's the word I'm looking for. Very that. She had lots of reveals and everything. She was just really enjoying it. And I thought it was really fun. It was like ding. It was like, ding, dong. It was like crowd interaction as well. So when I say ding, you say dong. Ding, dong, ding, dong. And I was like, this is so fun. I really enjoy this. When Rue is interviewing her after, Rue asks where she'll be in 5 years. Because when Latrice asked her, she'll be stumped. She was stumped. And Jules says, I want to be you in 5 years, Rue. And I'm like, I get it, like the sentiment behind it and everything, but I just feel like it's just such a suck up answer. And I'm like, oh, Rue probably eats that up. Anyway, Lexi is up next, and this is really fun from Lexi. She kind of gets rolled out. And I'm like, is she like standing on like a platform with wheels on her? Like, what's going on here? She's kind of giving Egyptian sarcophagus at first. And I'm like, what direction are we going to go right now? But she reveals, she takes off like the big coat thing, and she's got her roller skates on. Roller skate is back, baby. And my favorite lyrics that really stood out to me in Lexi's performance is, you would think some parts of me are plastic, alter ego, geriatric. And I'm like, this is so fun. I love those lyrics. They're so cool. Because she was like the oldest queen in the season. I think she's only like in her mid-30s. It's not that old, but everyone was calling her grandma because she was the oldest. It was less dancey because she was on skates, but because she had the gag of skates, it was really fun and really entertaining to see her like gliding around and performing and everything. It was really fun. Enjoyed it. Third, we have Anya. She is looking stunned. Her beat tonight is just so incredible. She best, hands down, has the best vocals of the night. Like, we all know she can sing, and she really went for it with this performance. And I think it was the most catchy song out of the lot. I'm gonna try sing it. I mean, it was like, it do take nerve. And it was really fun. I thought it was really catchy, obviously, based on her name, Anya Nerve. The dancing wasn't giving so much, and I think because we had like two more gaggier performances before her, Jules with the physical comedy, and then Lexi with the skates, it kind of just seemed to lay a little bit flat, which really hurts me to say from Anya, but it was still a great performance with her presence really coming across. I think she just needed a bit more production behind her. Sam rounds out the top four, and I'm just really over these sculpted wigs. If I see one more sculpted wig on Sam, I swear to God, I want to see something flowy with movement. Like, I hate the red dress that's revealed under the star coat right at the beginning. It looks, I mean, I get why it looks bulky because there's reveals in that as well, but I still don't like the design of it. I do, however, like how the train is ripped off and it becomes the red carpet. I think that's really cool. She gets lifted up and then the last of the red is ripped off and she's in this gold sort of bodysuit. Dancing down, she gets lifted up. She's getting flipped around acrobatically. So that's really fun. But all I'm thinking this whole time is that wig looks like a helmet. That's all I can think about. Just like, take it off. My performance rankings are fourth, I would put Sam. Third, Anya. But honestly, I think those two were pretty close. Second, Lexi, and first, Jules. Not saying that I think that the top two of the season should be Jules and Lexi, but from those performances alone, they would be my top two. All the eliminated queens then come back on stage to announce Miss Congeniality for season 17. They are joined by the ever-gorgeous Tsunami Muse and Safira Cristal, the co-Miss Congenialities from season 16, to pass down the title. So all the queens vote for Miss Congeniality, and I really wish they showed it. They showed it in season 10, which is when they first got the queens to vote for it. It used to be public vote. But now they got the queens to vote for it. And I wish they showed us at some point, even if it's not in like the main episode, if it's like on the socials or something, the queens voting for whoever they vote for. I feel like that would be really good to see. They do, before they announce Miss Congeniality, they tease like, Miss Congeniality is cancelled because you're all terrible people, basically. But no. And then they give like a snapshot montage of Untouched. And I thought what was really shady is going back to Joella in the Monopulence Challenge and she's crying and she's like, I'm literally known for my looks. I'm known to be opulent. And I'm like, that was really shady. That was really shady. I would have voted for probably Lana or Crystal. Like, I know Lana had like a couple moments where she was a bit like fighty, but I don't know. I still get Congeniality vibes from Lana. I think she's such a sweetheart. Crystal Envy ends up winning the title of Miss Congeniality along with $10,000 cash. So very happy for Crystal. I thought she was severely under-edited and underappreciated in this season. So I'm glad she got something a bit major out of it. All the other queens also get $2,000 just for showing up. So love that. We love money. Anyway, the next part of the finale is Liza Minnelli is inducted into the Hall of Fame by RuPaul. And it goes on for a little while. I really enjoyed learning a bit more about the legend herself. But I'm like, is this where all the budget went? This is where all the budget went. And it took up a lot of time. And I get that it's a finale and there's not necessarily a lot to go through. But it did go for a while. The part that really did touch me, though, was when they were, like, playing the song or, like, ring the bells. Everyone was ringing bells. Everyone was, like, teary-eyed. And it was just really sweet to see such a legend in the community show up and be on stage and have that moment. So I thought that was really sweet. She is the legend icon star. So amazing to see. And I'm also really happy that they showed clips of all the queens that have impersonated her on Snatch Game. The most iconic, I would say, being Alexis Michelle. There was Scarlett Bobo, Hannah Condar. So I'm glad they showed them all. Then we have Nymphia Wind come out in her step-down look. And this is one of the best looks that everyone looks forward to every year. The step-down look is an iconic moment where you have your chance to be like, this is my final form as I'm handing over my reign. And when I say when Nymphia stepped around that corner in this motherfucking look, my full body, head to toe, goosebumps. Goosebumps. And of course she made it herself. I saw it on socials later that she made it herself. She's going to release like a few part TikToks of how she made it. It is just so beautiful. It's this white gown with all this gold detailing and this like sort of smoky like back piece with all this influence from her culture. It looks like a leopard or a cheetah in like the back piece as well. It's so artsy. It's so beautiful. It's so ornate. Nothing like we've seen before. And it's just gorgeous. She talks to Rue a little bit about what she's done during her reign, with like highlights, of course, being she performed at Paris, at the Paris Olympics in like the culture events, I think, representing Taiwan. And she also performed for the former prime minister or president of Taiwan as well. So she's done a lot. And I think she's been absolutely amazing and a true representation of what the Drag Race brand is. We love Nymphia, obviously. So the top four come out in their lip sync fits. It's time to announce the top two. The top two, I'll tell you who the top two are. I mean, you probably already know. The top two are On Your Nerve and Jules Sparkles. I completely agree. They are my top two for this season, and I am so, so happy that they are. Now, you all know that I am such a big Lexi stan. I fucking love Lexi Love so much. In the words of Rue, I don't think this was her time. I would love to see her come back. I know she's going to do so, so much. Same with Sam as well. Like, they're going to be amazing. So they're not out yet. Their journey has just begun, as one might say. Lexi and Sam are eliminated, but they both get $10,000 each. And Lexi immediately does all her reveals. She takes off her big cloak, whips off her fringe, pulls off her hood, and then pulls this lever where these wings come out of her back. And I'm like, that would have been pretty cool to see the lip sync. But I'm glad it didn't go to waste. It was kind of funny seeing them consecutively, one after the other, pulling a Hormone Lisa. But anyway. Rue also announces that the runner-up will not be going home empty-handed. They will receive $25,000. So everyone's getting something. Everyone's getting something tonight. We love to see. The lip sync song is, of course, Abracadabra by Lady Gaga. And I'm like, yes, this is the moment. This is everything. Okay. This lip sync. Anya goes full on straight away. Just full choreography, full energy. Jules is a bit more of like a slow start. She really sucks me in with her face. She has a couple reveals. She's like wearing this big, not sorry, not big, this latex black look. And Anya's wearing this red look. So it's very cool to see like the distinguishing sort of like a monochromatic setting. It doesn't look like Anya has any reveals, but I'm like, I'm not sure at the start. Jules like whips off her hat and opens her umbrella and it releases all these flowers under strings and everything. So that looks really cool. Jules also eventually rips off like the latex from her and it reveals this like pink mesh bodysuit underneath, which looks really cool. I think she's really killing it. They're both doing like very opposite end performances. Jules very like sultry and enticing, and Anya's more of that like erratic Gaga vibe. I don't love how Anya is doing the same moves every chorus, kind of like headbanging around and like shaking her arms up in the air. So for me, I don't know which way it's going to go. The lip sync finishes, and to say I am Natalie Imbruglia torn is an understatement. I have always been Team Anya, but after watching this performance, I'm like, well, Jules won that lip sync. To me, like without question. So in my head, I'm like, Jules is taking it. Lip sync for the crown. Jules won the lip sync. Jules wins. Would I be mad if Jules won? No, of course not. I love Jules. The winner of RuPaul's Drag Race season 17, America's Next Drag Superstar, is On Your Nerve. Look, there's so many emotions going through my body right now when I hear this. Like, I am just so completely overwhelmed. I was so sure Jules was going to win. I'm so happy that Anya won, but I'm conflicted because Jules won the lip sync. But I'm like, Anya had the best track record. She performed, like, the most consistently over the season. So I'm just like, there's so many emotions going on. I watched the live reaction because they obviously, for the show, they film both of them winning and they air one. So the queens find out who wins the same time we do. And their reaction, Anya's face is just so pure. She's screaming at how excited and overwhelmed and happy she is. And I am so happy for her. I'm just annoyed at production. I'm so over production. Always like flicking the switch and deciding when or when not the lip sync matters for the crown. Pick one and stick to it. Like, Sasha Velour, Willow Pill, Nymphia Wind, not having the best track record over Shay, Lady Camden, and Saphira, but beating them in the lip sync, therefore winning the crown. But then on the other hand, Jinx and Jimbo, who did have the better track record, but very much lost to Monet and Candy in the lip syncs, but they still won. So I'm like, which one is it? Which one is it? And stick to it. Like, it's not the queen's fault by any means. They're all going to be super successful, especially Jules. Like, she's got nothing to worry about. I know we're going to see her back one day. Anya is beautiful, amazing, talented. I am so happy she won. I think she is such a perfect example and representation of season 17 and of Drag Race. So no shade to either of them. I think they're both impeccable queens and so out-of-worldly talented. I think it's been a great season overall. I thoroughly enjoyed this season with a good mix of drama, looks and heart and everything. It's been an amazing cast. Make sure to go follow them all. Send them some love. All of them deserve so much love for giving us such great quality content. And I can't believe that's the end of season 17, just like that. And just like that, season 17, gone. But what have we got next? All Stars 10, which I believe will be streaming May 10th in Australia, I believe. So we will be back very soon in May for All Stars 10 of RuPaul's Drag Race. I can't believe All Stars 10. That's crazy. I don't know where that's going to go. I'm very excited for the cast announcement when that comes out. But for now, remember to like, comment, subscribe. Share with me what you think of this season as a whole. Do you agree with the winner? Do you think someone else perhaps should have won? Let me know using the hashtag I've Always Said That. Remember to follow us on Instagram at ivealwayssaidthat.pod. This has been your host, Brad, for I've Always Said That. Thank you. You're welcome. Love you. Bye.